Signs and wonders should accompany the preaching of the Word of God. And that's what we see with Paul and Barnabas. Paul is preaching the Word, and he perceives that a man that had never walked in his life had faith to be healed. And Paul said to him, under the unction of the Holy Spirit, stand up on your feet.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are delighted to have you with us today on Truth and Fact. We are in Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10, and we're talking about the man that was born crippled. But Paul was preaching the Word of God, and this man was listening, and Paul perceived this man had faith to be healed. And he spoke to him with a loud voice to stand up on his feet, and he did. And my friend, what we see is the result of the power of the gospel of Christ. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth. It is the power of God. But also at the same time, there was the enemy trying to cause strife and contention and trouble and division. And the enemy will do that. He will try to stir up problems in the church. All the pastor is trying to do is preach the Word of God so that people might be saved and set free. But all the enemy, his tricks, his plots, his plans, his methods, oh yes, my friend, the enemy will try to hinder. You know, Acts 14 and 3 says, long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave them testimony into the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. So even though they were under persecution, even though the city was divided, even though the devil tried to cause problems, I find that Paul and Barnabas continued to preach. The Bible says that signs and wonders were being done by their hands. People were being saved and baptized in the Holy Ghost and healed. And those that were in bondage were being set free. How do I know that? Because that's what the power of the gospel will do, praise God. Listen, my friend, we must believe the Word of God. We must believe the Scriptures. You know, Luke 7 and 22 says, then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard. Notice that, seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. Amen. When Philip went down to Samaria, he preached Christ to them. He didn't preach humanism or psychology. He didn't bring in some special act or performance. Listen, my friend, Philip didn't have strobe lights, flashing lights, smoke machines, head-banging bands. He didn't have that. No, he had Christ. He had the Lord. He had the presence of God. He preached the gospel, the Word of God. And the Bible says, and the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip. Notice that. They listened to the things that he preached, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying without with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed, and the lame were healed, and there were great joy in that city. My friend, the gospel brings joy. Perhaps you're listening to this and you've lost that joy that you once had. Just the joy of being saved, of knowing God, knowing that your sins are forgiven. You know, I think that we just need to get back to this one element. Why make it complicated? Why confuse it? Let's get back to preaching the gospel of Christ under the inspiration and the unction of God, with boldness, with power, full of the Holy Spirit, with conviction. My friend, that is the answer. I think a lot of times the church has gone a wrong direction because they've left the simplicity of the preaching of the Word of God. My friend, I encourage you, let's get back to what is important.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.